This morning, as we're reading through the Bible in a year, we're in Psalm 86. And I'm going to read it from the Message, verse 12 from the Message first, okay? All the nations you made are on their way, ready to give honor to you, O Lord, ready to put your beauty on display, parading your greatness and the great things you do. God, you're the one. There's no one but you. Is there anyone else greater?
No.
Amen. He's the one. I love the way Peterson says that. And then he says, praise me, O God, to walk straight. Then I'll follow your true path. Put me together, one heart and mind, and then undivided, I'll worship in joyful fear. Amen. Put me together, Lord. Teach me your way. And we certainly learned about his way.
We did.
During the conference. I was amazed at the things that George Otis, the reports he brought about how the Spirit is moving supernaturally in the world. Powerful. That just so encouraged me. Thank you, Jesus,
yes.
That you are putting forth your power and displaying it on the earth. Because sometimes it's that which causes an unbeliever to turn to him. And we have lots to tell them, don't we? When they do, when they see it, then we're filled with the knowledge we've been learning and we can just pour it out. So, I read that from the Message first. Does that sound different to you guys, huh? I usually do King James and then I go with the Message. I love the way King James says it. It's majestic.
Radical.
So, I chose King James. Give me one. Amen. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart,
yes, amen.
And I will glorify thy name forevermore. That's the statement that we make this morning. Let's stand and let's say it together from the King James Version.
And as we worship this morning, we already gave you our high fives of thanksgiving, but we're all going to raise our hands and clap and rejoice and give God our high fives, right?
Amen. 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 All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. Amen.